This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have no concern saying right now Arkansas playing the best basketball of anyone in this league, and they're playing it at the right time.
Yep, they lost that game 90-59. They have not lost another game in conference. 81-66 statement from the Razorbacks.
It's BetQL Daily with Joe Ostrowski and Ross Tucker on the BetQL Audio Network.
BetQL and Radio.com have partnered up to help you beat the sportsbooks. Use our promo code DAILY for 20% off any subscription. BetQL helps sports bettors of all types, from the first-time bettors to hardcore, make more informed betting decisions using data and analytics. Use our promo code DAILY for 20% off any subscription. This is BetQL Daily on the BetQL Audio Network. Follow us on Twitter at BetQL Daily Live. It's Joe Ostrowski and Ross Tucker with you. We're bringing in Tom Casale at the Tom Casale on Twitter, managing editor for BetQL and Radio.com Sports. Does a great job covering sports betting over there. And Tom, here to talk some college hoops. And lucky for you, you get to do it on the air without your guy, Eli Hershkovich. Tom co-hosts the BetQL U podcast with Eli twice a week here. Normally, we would start off the conversation, Tom, by reviewing a few things. What's happened recently in college basketball? Then we'll get to the evening slate. But the lead here today is some of these matchups that we have tonight. And we've got to start the conversation so we give it enough time here. We've got a top 10 matchup here. A top 10 matchup in the Big Ten. In fact, you have a couple of great matchups going on in the Big Ten this evening. Which Big Ten matchup do you want to start with, or do you have the stronger opinion on?
Well, Joe, my name is Ross Tucker. My name is not Tom Casale. We're waiting to get Tom Casale. Am I saying that name right, by the way? Geez.
Now you are.
Okay. What did I say earlier? Casale. Anyway, Tom, I know a guy, literally C-A-S-A-L-E, that's
hold
Casale.
On. Hold
I
on
love
a
the fact. No, no, this is.
I'm reading. Unbelievable.
There is no doubt in my mind, okay, as God is my witness, that this is some sort of deep, dark conspiracy in which Eli Hershkovich, our normal producer, did not want the segment with Tom Casale to go well. He did not want to be Wally Pipped by Tom Casale, because I was ready to say, no matter what Tom Casale said, that he was my favorite college basketball analyst to ever come on BetQL Daily. So instead, we got a bad number. We got a bad phone number on Tom Casale.
Blown away. So I didn't even see it in the chat that he wasn't there.
Oh, Tom is ready.
Tom is ready. See, Ross, what you don't know, let's pull the curtain back a little bit. What you don't know is Eli didn't want Tom on the show yesterday. He didn't want him. And I said, we need Tom Casale on the show. Eli, you're doing some super secret operation. We need Tom. We've got all these great college basketball games. You force college hoops talk on us every single day, and we've got a top 10 matchup tonight, and you're going to say that we can't have the great Tom Casale, your co-host on BetQLU. And you're right, Ross. He set us up to fail.
Sabotage. Get the Beastie Boys out.
All right.
Sabotage.
At the Tom Casale on Twitter. Tom, how you doing, man? I mean, Eli left the wrong number for our producers. You believe that?
Boy, that's he really didn't want me on the show, huh? I'm on a hot streak and he doesn't want me stealing his thunder.
That's exactly what's happening, man. Exactly.
All right, Tom, are you sure, by the way, you don't pronounce your last name Casale? Are you sure about that?
I don't. Everybody who's ever met me does, though.
First time, yes.
including me, the first time I said your name. And they're like, the best part about it, Tom, is I said your name at the start of the show, and one of our producers was trying to do the phonetic pronunciation in our little chat, and they got that wrong. They had to do it like three times, and I still don't understand it. So I'm just trying to listen to Joe and just mimic how Joe says your name.
Yeah, no, everybody I've ever met calls me Casal, so it's I'm used to it.
Todd, we got a great slate of games. We'll get back to last night and what happened there and the takeaways and all that stuff. But we got to make sure we give the people enough info on this Iowa-Michigan matchup this evening. Two top 10 teams going at it. Wolverines are favored by 5, a total of 155 over on points bet. How do you gauge this one?
Yeah, I like Michigan a lot. I think they're in a different class. Just to be honest, I rate Iowa a lot lower than the market and KenPom does. When you play defense that poorly, I think you struggle against the better teams. And we've seen that when Iowa's gone up against Ohio State, Illinois, Gonzaga. They've come up short. And to me, Michigan's as good as any of those teams. The only edge Iowa has tonight is Michigan coming off that emotional game Sunday at Ohio State. And that was played at a high, high level that you don't see often in the regular season. So I'd give Iowa an edge there. But everywhere else, I'd go Michigan. See, to me, the Iowa front line is overrated. I think Michigan has the best front line in college basketball. I think that's where it's going to be won. Iowa struggles defending the three. Michigan doesn't take a lot of threes, but they're hitting 38.7% from long range. I think Michigan might start out a little slow. They do that sometimes. But when they turn it on in the second half, I mean, they're as good as anybody in the country.
Tom, when you record, you do BetQLU with Eli, right?
Yes.
Do you guys do that remotely or in person?
We do that remotely. He's in Chicago. I'm in New York.
Okay. Because if you did it in person, I was going to fear for your life by saying you disagree with KenPom. Eli would stab you with this pen in your eyeball like Goodfellas if you told him in person that you disagree with something that KenPom said. Eli loves KenPom more than I love my wife, okay? That's how much that guy loves KenPom. I'm with you, though, by the way, on Michigan tonight. You might hear that a little bit later in my lightning bets. Little bit later, you might hear it. What did you think, by the way, of NC State beating Virginia last night? And what does that mean for those two teams moving forward?
I'll be honest, I think that's one of the most shocking outcomes of the season for me. And here's why. You're looking at an NC State team that's down players, just won their third straight road game, which I'm stunned by that, to be honest with you. I wasn't going to lay that many points with Virginia, but to me, that looked like a 25-point Virginia win on paper. So I was really, really surprised by that outcome. I'm not a Virginia guy. Again, I love KenPom. I think it's a great resource, but I don't think they're one of the 14 best teams in the country. That Virginia team that won the national championship was really, really talented. I mean, really good. It wasn't just the old Virginia plays tough defense team. I mean, they could shoot, they could score. They had a lot of different things they could do offensively on that team. I don't see this Virginia team being the same way. I mean, NC State that got a home game against Pitt on Sunday. I kind of like Pitt a little bit, but the NC State team's playing well, but you think sooner or later the injuries are going to start to catch up with them. But Virginia is a team, they're a matchup team in the tournament. I mean, there's going to be teams that they might play early on that they can suffocate defensively. But sooner or later, they're going to play someone where I'm going to be fading them pretty good.
Tom, on Tuesday, Sparty, desperate for a victory, they take down fifth-ranked Illinois. So they're 12-9 on the season. Well, you're playing the Big Ten. Here's your reward. Tuesday, you take down number 5. Thursday, you get number 4. Tonight, they play Ohio State. The point spread is Buckeyes favored by 4 on the road. How do you view this matchup, and what does Tom Izzo's club have to do down the final stretch to make the tournament?
Yeah, I think this is a good spot to take Ohio State here. I know Michigan State's playing better, but Ohio State, to me, is just in a different level. I was really, really impressed with them on Sunday. I thought Michigan defended the three-point line pretty well, and that team was still hitting shots. They can, in terms of just pure shooting, I don't know if there's a better team in the country, man. That they can really shoot the rock. If they had beaten Michigan, I think this might have been a spot to take Michigan State at home. But coming off that loss, I know some people, because of the way they play defense, might have Ohio State ranked a little bit lower than me, but I think they're firmly in that top four or five team range. And while Michigan State's playing better, I still don't think they have the team to compete athletically with the Buckeyes. So I think this line's a little short tonight. I'm going to take Ohio State on the road.
Curious about your buddy Eli Hershkovich's Alabama Crimson Tide, who got annihilated last night, Tom. Does this mean anything to you other than Eli getting roasted? Does it mean anything to you in terms of the tournament?
Well, a couple of things. You know, it's funny. I just went on my local site, and he had Arkansas still 100-1 to win it all. So I had to jump on that because they're down to 50 at most places. Arkansas, very interesting team. They're playing well. You know, they rank top 30 in both offense and defensive efficiency. They had a little rough stretch in the middle of the season, but, you know, most college teams do. Not everybody is Baylor and Gonzaga that just run through, unbeaten through the regular season. So you got to find those teams that are playing at the right time. Now, I like the Alabama team, but one thing I'll say is maybe they peak too early. You know, the last month of the season, they haven't looked like the same Alabama team. I still think they're a tough matchup in March because of the way they play defense and if they're hitting their threes. But this isn't the same team we saw beat Arkansas by 40 and, you know, blow everybody out of the water a month ago. They got to get back on track here Saturday against Mississippi State on the road. You know, they're going to be laying like 6-7 points. That's a spot to play Alabama. If they don't blow Mississippi State out of the water, I'd be very concerned about that team.
With Tom Casale, managing editor, sports betting for Radio.com Sports and BetQL. Tom, were you as disappointed as I was last night to see Rutgers pull off a victory, because now you know you're going to have to hear about it on Saturday?
It's amazing that a team that's so unimportant like Rutgers, I'm sitting here rooting against every night. You know what I mean? Like, it's Eli's certainly not going to go off his future bet. That's for sure. You know, I got a future bet on St. Louis, and I put that to bed a while ago. But, you know, how about, man, Indiana? Jesus, Archie Miller, what is he doing there? That was a team I thought a couple of weeks ago, with the way they play defense, might be able to get on a little run. And instead, it's just gone the exact opposite. You know, Rutgers, they're a good defensive team. They just don't have enough offense. And I don't think they're going to be a major threat in the tournament. I'll actually just bet them. If they make the tournament, I'll bet against them in the first round just purely on principle. So just because Eli loves him so much.
So what is the deal there, Tom? You're in the trust circle now. Is he friends with one of the coaches? I mean, I've never come on the show without him betting on Rutgers to win that night. It's unbelievable.
I keep joking with him. They're going to name a dorm after him called Hershkovich Hall. I think he tells people, I think he actually went to college there, and he's an alumni. They send him alumni letters. He donates. I don't know. I've never seen a guy love a random team more than Eli loves Rutgers.
How do you feel about your Houston Cougars? I know you jumped on them for a future.
I still like them in the tournament. I don't view regular season losses as much as some other people do, because I know East Carolina got them, and Wichita State to me is going to be one of the better teams in the country next year. I really believe that. So losing there, I mean, those are conference games. I like to look at these teams and how they match up in the tournament. And you're looking at Houston, shooters all over the place, scorers all over the place, you know, top 13, both offense and defensive efficiency. And again, the tournament's about draws, right? We have to see who plays who throughout the region. But I still think Houston is a dangerous team to get to the Elite Eight Final Four. I don't think once they start playing the Michigans, the Baylors of the world, I don't see them beating them. But I do think they can go on a run in the tournament.
Follow Tom Casale at the Tom Casale. Subscribe to the BetQLU podcast. It's, he does it twice a week with Eli Herskovich.
He's my favorite host on the BetQLU.
He's the good host.
Thanks by a lot. I appreciate that.
Thanks, Tom.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Good stuff from Tom Casale there. Michigan and Ohio State. Certainly understand why he likes the favorites going on tonight. Big night of college hoops. So glad we were able to catch up with Tom, even though Eli Herskovich didn't want it to go down. I've got you had a story about them recording remotely. You asked Tom about that. I've got a story about that coming up next. Also, tonight's NBA card, Joe Ostrowski, Ross Tucker. You're locked into the BetQL Audio Network.